mute your line so that we have a crystal clear call today. Happy Memorial Day. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship, Lord, I'm free, Lord, I'm free. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship, Lord, I'm free, Lord, I'm free. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship, Lord, I'm free, Lord, I'm free. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship, Lord, I'm free, Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship, Lord, I'm free, Lord, I'm free. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship, Lord, I'm free, Lord, I'm free. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship, Lord, I'm free, Lord, I'm free. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship, Lord, I'm free, Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. Yes, Lord. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. I thank God I'm free. And I'll never be bound again. Hallelujah. I thank God I'm free. And I'll never be bound again. Yes, Jesus. I thank God I'm free. And I'll never be bound again. I thank God I'm free. And I'll never be bound again. Oh, I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. I'm a free worshiper. Lord, I'm free. Oh, 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 oh. Lord, I'm free. Oh, 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 Lord, I'm free. And I'll never be bound again. Thank God I'm free. And I'll never be bound again. Oh, yes. Please thank God. Thank God we're free. And we'll never be bound again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God we're free. And we'll never be bound again. Hallelujah. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, we're free. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, we're free. Oh, lift your hands and give God.
Well, great day, great day, great day, everybody. This is the Master's Call. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and the sweet joy of Jesus. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Father, we thank you, Father, for being able to walk in freedom, being able to be free to worship you, Father, and not just free on this earthly realm, but we're free because you're sin, because you shed your blood so that we could be sin-free as well, so that the darkness, the weight that weigh us down wouldn't block us to worship you, Father, on this morning. So thank you for the freedom, hallelujah, to be saved and to be one of your heirs, to be in the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the veterans. Thank you for those who have served 25, 30 and given their lives for you, even 4 years, Father. We thank you for them. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for every minister that's on this call, every family member that is represented today. We thank you that they are free in you. Hallelujah. And we bless your name because you allow us to share that freedom with others because of your son, Jesus Christ. So we ask all of this in your name, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the freedom giver. Hallelujah and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Prophet God. Take it away.
Well, thank you again, Songbird, for opening us up and ushering us in to the presence of the Lord. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you to Minister Sharon for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great state of Texas in San Antonio, and we'd like to wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greeting. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes, their yes is the reason that we can come together each day, Monday through Friday, to hear a word straight from the throne room. And you know that this call with these two women is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And you know when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And the mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. We have an interactive website where you can go see speakers' bios, listen to archived messages. If you feel led to join our team, you can do so as well. The website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. The theme for this year is In 2020 with Supernatural Eyes of Faith in Us and Through Us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry and greeting, such as Minister Sharon has done in being our worshiper of the morning, our psalmist of the morning, such as Minister Tiffany did, or hosting such as I'm doing. If you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all information to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that give us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294 617-617-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. Today is Inspirational Mondays, and none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa will host, and our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton will be bringing forth the words of inspiration after serving 25-plus years in the military. So now I'm going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message this morning can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than Dr. Thomasine Pickens, founder of Real Word Ministries and Inc., and is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors to Real World Ministries, RWM, in June of 2004, and she immediately became an outreach minister, assisting the battered women's shelter, ministering under the bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prison where we minister on a weekly basis to both male and female throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasine is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach and obtained her certification through CCE, Center for Credentialing and Education. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. It is also Dr. Thomasine's desire to one day open the Real Hope Home, where she can bring families back together again and teach mothers and fathers how to parent their children. I present to some and introduce to others Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Pickens, are you there?
Greetings. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that introduction.
Praise God. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings. What a great day it is to be among the land of the living. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about life today because I know that life is very precious. And so I'm going to enjoy every moment of my life. Go with me to Luke chapter 6. And we're going to look at verses 46 to 49. And while you turn there, I want to share something with you. We had a tornado here in San Antonio last night. And the instructions from the news media, they said go to, if you're in an upstairs house, they said go to the lower level and go into a bathroom or a smaller room and stay there until the storm blows over. And so I had texted a picture to my sons, telling them, hey, I'm in the hallway next to the washroom, you know, in case something happens. I wanted them to know where I was, right? And so they all immediately FaceTime me, and so we're on this FaceTime, and they're like, Mom, like, what are you talking about? My oldest son, he said, Mom, you're doing the most. There's not a tornado. And I said, son, they just said on the news, you know, that there is a tornado right here in the city. They named our area. They told us what to do. I'm doing what they said to do, right? And so my son said, Mom, you're doing the most. I didn't hear that, okay? Get this. I said, well, why didn't you hear? And my youngest son, he's like, well, I'm standing outside right now. He says, it's raining just a little bit, and he lives about a mile from me. And they both are like, we don't know what you're talking about, Mom. What are you talking about? There's no tornado. But here's the thing. They weren't watching the news. And I said, have y'all listened to the news? And they both were like, no. I said, you were not listening to the news. Therefore, you did not get the instructions. Hear me. Hear me in the spirit right now. So you're going to have people that are around you, but they don't hear the instructions that God has given you. And so because they don't hear it, they'll try to talk you out of it. But you have to stay tuned. This is good, y'all. You have to stay tuned to what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you, regardless if they have the information or not. So my youngest son is outside. My middle son is riding around in the storm. My oldest son is at his home enjoying his family time. Nobody's taking shelter. And their mother, who heard the word from the news people, is in a safe and secure place. Praise God, nothing happened to any of us, and we were safe. But here's the thing. I did not get out of place nor position because of what they said. Come on, hear me, somebody. So many times God will instruct us to do something, yet we won't do it because someone that's close to us don't understand it, can't comprehend it, don't believe it. And so we will listen to them and get out of place and out of position and miss our blessing from God. Then we'll get upset with God because we don't understand why we missed it, and we missed it because we listened to them and not him. That's good, somebody. So Luke chapter 6. Verses 46 to 49, the reading of the word says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" What's the point, right? He said, why do you call me that? You're not even listening to me. He says, "As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built." Get that. "But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete." Hear me. The storm last night, I did not move until I heard that the storm had gone over. Hear me. We have to build in this hour the foundations that you're building, whether it's your business, your ministry, whatever God has you working on right now, you have to build it with integrity. Integrity has always been important. Integrity has always been right. And integrity is still essential in this hour. You have to build on a solid foundation, and it can only be solid if there's integrity involved. Your yes has to be yes, and your no has to be no. It is critical in this hour to build whatever it is with integrity and let the people know the truth. Amen? The Bible tells us it's the truth that sets us free, right? So I have to be honest with you. I have to be open with you, and I have to show you the right way. That's number one, integrity. Number two, stop trying to do business with folks from your last season. Stop trying to do business with folks from your last season. Stop trying to do business with folks who don't believe in you. Come on. Stop trying to do business with people who do not believe in you. They do not honor you. You cannot do business with people like that, and you definitely cannot build with people who do not believe in you. And here's the thing. When we find people who truly don't believe in our vision or where we're going, we our feelings get hurt, and you have to get your emotions out of the equation in this hour. Don't try to build with emotions. Build with clarity. Build with strength and with power. Once you know what you know, don't let anyone convince you otherwise. So there's 7.8 billion people as of 2020 on the face of the earth, and we keep trying to build with the same few. That's number three. We're still trying to build with the same few, and there's 7.8 billion people, and we spend so much time trying to convince people that are not willing and not wanting to understand us, not wanting to do business with us, and we spend so much time trying to convince them of why they should. That is not the example that Jesus gave us. Jesus went from town to town. You either got on board with him or he went on. He moved on. He did not waste time trying to convince people who were so, you know, you have some people who just want to misunderstand you. And Jesus did not try to build with those people who had already made up their mind. They were not going to understand him. They were not going to support him, and they were not going to follow him. He gave word, and he went on. He even told the disciples, he said, when you go from town to town, and if they reject what you're trying to tell them, he said, shake the dust from your feet and move on. You spend way too much time trying to convince people to be on your team, and they don't want to be a part of your life. Now, here's the thing. Later on, once they see the fruit of your works, and they're going to try to join your team, and they're going to try to start building with you. And that's the time when you've got to really consult God to find out if that's who he wants on your team. Not everybody that knows you should be with you. Get that in the spirit. Not everybody who knows you. Amen? When the multitude walked away from Jesus, he said something so profound. He said, had they been with us, they wouldn't have walked away from us. But since they walked away from us, they were never with us. You've got to get that. People that are so easily to walk away from you, let them stay, let them go. You cannot deal with them. Three, build a strong team. You've got to have the mindset of Jesus. If you don't want to build with me, that's fine. I remember being younger, and I would be on the playground, and certain people wouldn't want to play with me, and I never chased them down or try to play with them. I would sit right there until God sent someone to play with me, and I would play with that person. You're chasing people to try to play with them, and they don't want to play with you. They don't want to do business with you. They don't want to be in your inner circle. Stop trying to convince them that you are the solution to their prayer. You are their solution. They're just rejecting you the same way they rejected Jesus. Shake it, shake it, shake it, and move on. Number four, think outside the box. Allow your creativity to flow. You have to connect to like-minded people that bring the best out of you so that your creativity can flow. It's amazing how when you're on calls like this, how you'll hear the speaker say one thing and you'll write that down, but then the Holy Spirit will give you something totally different for you. That's when you're connected to the right source. You got to start thinking out the box in this hour. In 2020, we can't do things the same way we did in 2016. It's a new day, it's a new season. Everything is being done and handled totally different. Those of you who don't like Facebook Lives, you don't like the internet, don't like social media, if you're doing business, you're going to have to get over all of that, because in 2020, that's where we're going. You have to get connected if you're going to do business the right way. It's no longer going door to door, knocking on people's doors, offering them products. Now you got to get on social media and offer them those products that way. So think outside the box. Be around those that bring the best out of you. When you find someone who brings the beast out of you but not the best, you need to disconnect and reconnect. Connect to those that bring the best out of you. Number five, be fluid in the next decade. Be fluid, not flexible. When you say you're flexible, that means that there's still some limitations. But when you're fluid, you go where you need to go. You do what you need to do. You're being completely obedient to the Spirit of the Lord without any limitations, without any blocks, without any stops, any hindrance. So in this hour, excuse me, thank you, Holy Spirit, in the next decade, be fluid. Be willing and ready to go where you need to go. Fit in where you need to fit in. Number six, don't just hear the instructions, right? He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? You know, Jesus is like, wait, what? You're calling me Lord. You're saying I'm your Lord. You're saying I'm your personal Lord and Savior. Yet I give you instructions, but you listen to them and you don't listen to me. I'm confused by why you're not doing what I need you to do. And so we have to, in this hour, we have to lean not to our own understanding. That's what the Word of God tells us. But we've got to do some things. And what God is going to do through each and every one of us in this next decade is things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It is the miraculous. It's things that's never happened. Some of us are going to do things for the first time in our families. And we can't allow our families to shake our faith and make us scared because they didn't do it, because they don't understand it, because they don't comprehend it. We still have to be obedient with God, and he's going to do some miracles in our lives. Amen. So don't just hear the instructions, but do it. Do the work the way that it is shown to you, and then allow the Holy Spirit to make changes so that it's unique from your perspective. So when it comes from you, it's totally different. So that means we all can sell the same product, But because we're individuals and because the Holy Spirit is leading us differently, each one of us will come with a different flavor. Each one of us will come in a different way. But guess what? Don't be intimidated by the way someone comes, because your way is unique as well. Your way is awesome as well. So don't be intimidated by what you see. Just stay focused and dedicated to what you were called to do, and do it the way it was given to you specifically. Number seven. I hope I didn't mess up my numbers. But number seven, go deep in God's word in this next decade and ask him to make you, get this, ask God to make you the favor and to make you the blessing that you have needed throughout your life. So many times we want God to bless us and we want God to give us favor with people so that they can do what we need them to do. But I encourage you in this hour, ask God to make you the favor and to make you a blessing so that you can bless people. Instead of waiting for someone to bless you, you become the blessor, and you begin to bless people, and you begin to encourage people, and you begin to do the things that you need to do with other folks. Now, when you start going deep into God and doing things according to his instructions, people are going to get confused by that, but that's their confusion, not your confusion. You stay focused and grounded in God. I put a post out yesterday, and it was a quote from someone, and someone immediately inboxed me, and they said, you used the word incorrectly. You should have used whose instead of this, or whatever they said. And I said, I thanked them. I said, I thank you so much for reading my post that closely. However, you missed something, because if you would have looked at it, it was a quote. So it's not what I said, it's what someone else said. So I didn't change, get this, I didn't change what they said. I took their post from their page and put it on my page, but I did not change what the Spirit of the Lord gave them to say. I did not change the grammar, because that was not my place nor my position. God said, share it the way it is, and I shared it the way it was. So although this person was like, oh, you misspelled a word, no, you misunderstood. I took someone's quote, and when you take someone's quote, you never change it, because that's how God gave it to them. So who am I to come in and change it? There are some people around you that tries to change what God tells you what to do, and if you affirm in your yes and you say, no, this is the way God showed me, then you do it the way God tells you to do it. It's amazing how people will critique you about things that you don't need them to critique you in areas. I don't need you to critique that. Now, you can, and I told the person that you can go and critique my post, but don't critique somebody else's, because that's not my business or my place. Because here's the thing, had I changed what they said and they saw it, it could have been offensive to them, and that's not what God told me. In this hour, I'm going to give y'all point number eight. In this hour, you do not have time for offenses. You do not have time to offend anyone. Do what God tells you to do and leave it alone. Don't try to go in and change things and cause offense in someone else's heart against you. Don't purposely offend anyone. So that wasn't my place. And guess what? I was bold enough to say, that's not my place, and I'm not going to do that. So I pray that something was said today that ignited you, that motivated you, that caused you to think on a whole nother level, because God is going to still do something magnificent in 2020 that's going to blow your mind. Don't go by what you hear from the news people, but go by what God is speaking into your spirit and what God has shown you and what God is going to show you. God bless you, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Dr. Thomasine. I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for this amazing and dynamic woman of God, Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Lord, we ask you right now to just fill her up, pour into her the virtue that she poured out to us. Father, fill her to the brim, Lord. We ask that you touch everything concerning her, her marriage, her family, her children, Lord, her ministry. We just ask that you just continue to increase as she decreases, oh Heavenly Father. We ask you to give her the desires of her heart, oh Lord. Father, we ask you to continue to be a hedge of protection around Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken. We know that we are asking, Father, that you continue to be with the bereaved families who are dealing with COVID-19 death in general, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to be with Minister Wanda, Apostle Melissa, Father, just continue to wrap your loving arms around them and give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you just continue to touch Mother Crutchfield. Oh, Heavenly Father, Wanda's mother, as she too has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Father God, we know that you are working it out, and we praise your holy name as you continue to just be God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you right now for the Des De Leon family and our Artist Life family. Lord, we ask that you continue to lead them and be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path as they continue to just work out and walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for Artist Life. Lord, continue to just touch them and give them your wisdom and your guidance, O Heavenly Father, as they lead Artist Life through this next decade, O God. Father, we ask you right now to just continue to be with each and every person on this line, oh, Heavenly Father. Those things spoken and unspoken, Father, your word says the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father, let us continue to pray to you fervently. Let us continue to surrender our thoughts, our deeds, our actions to you. And we ask you, Father, as we continue to walk out your perfect will for our lives, that you just continue to be our guidance, Father. Continue to touch our hearts and minds and to help us continue to walk in the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Father, we know that you and only you, Father, love us more than anything, O Lord. You knew the number of hairs on our heads before we were created in our mother's wombs. So we thank you right now, Lord, simply because you are God. And we ask that you continue to be, our loving Father. Father, that you continue to just touch our hearts and minds. Lord, we know that you have called it done, and so we aren't waiting for it to happen. We're just waiting for it to manifest in our lives. We're waiting for the manifestation, Father. Your word says, by his stripes we are healed, so we are calling Minister Robin to heal, protecting her health. Lord, as she just continues to walk out this season of her life, Lord, we know that you can do the exceeding and abundant more than we can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in us, and that power is your Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you for it right now because we know that you are in control, and we surrender it all to you, and we leave it at your feet, knowing that you can work it out so much better than we can, oh God, and that we just continue to lean on, rely on, and trust in that which you do, O Heavenly Father, knowing that your timing and your will is perfect for our lives. So, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, hosted by that group of dynamic Artist Life leaders, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code 294-617-pound. And today's host is none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and today's speaker, our other co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who is going to be inspiring us through her 25 years of service in the military. We are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us this morning. If you want to hear the playback for this call, that number is 712-432-1085, access code, the access code is 957-677-POUND. Again, if you want to hear today's on time, right on the word message from Dr. Thomasine Pickens, you can dial 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Again, Minister Tiffany, thank you for ushering us in to the presence of the Lord with your worship. Minister Sharon, thank you for seating and greeting us and opening us up with Jesus' joy. And, of course, woman of God, Dr. Thomasine Pickens, thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time word. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. And the word for today was, the topic was leveled up. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Shalom. Have a blessed day.